One day a rich young man came to Jesus and asked him what he should do to go to heaven. The Savior told him to love and honor his father and mother, and not to kill anyone or lie or steal. The rich young man said he had always obeyed the commandments. Jesus told the young man that he needed to do one more thing. He needed to sell everything he had and give the money to the poor. Then the young man should follow him. The rich young man did not want to give away everything he had. He loved the things he owned more than he loved God. The young man left feeling sad. The Savior told his disciples that it is hard for those who love riches to go to heaven. The disciples did not understand. They asked, "Who can live with God?" Jesus said that people who trust God and love Him more than anything else can live with Him in heaven.
All right, you good? All right. So Mark 10, everybody look up here. If you have a red Bible like me, it'll be the same. If you don't, that's fine. Mark 10, look up here. See, 10 is on this page. And so go down, and then we're going to go to the rich man right at the top of the next page. See where it says, the rich man? All right. I want you to follow along as I read, okay? As Jesus was starting out on his way to Jerusalem, a man came running up to him, knelt down, and asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" So the red letters are now Jesus talking. You ready? "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked. "Only God is truly good. But to answer your question, you know the commandments. You must not murder. You must not commit adultery, go after another man's wife. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely or lie. You must not cheat anyone. And honor your father and mother." That's six commandments. And the guy says, "Teacher, I have obeyed all these commandments since I was young." Looking at the man, Jesus felt genuine love for him. "There is still one thing you haven't done," he said. "Go sell all of your stuff, your possessions, and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." At this, the man's face went like this to this. So that's what it means when it says, at this, the man's face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many, many what? Stuff, many possessions. Well, Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard is it for the rich to enter the kingdom of God?" This amazed them. But Jesus said again, "Dear children, it is very hard to enter the kingdom of God. In fact, it's easier for a camel, which is, picture a camel in your mind, to go through the eye of a needle." You guys ever try to feed a piece of thread through a needle thing? And you can't ever, it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were astounded. "Well, then who can be saved?" Because they thought rich people, if you were rich, God was like, "Yay, I'm excited for you. I'm going to give you lots of money." So if the rich people can't do it, who can then? Well, Jesus looked at him intently and says, "Humanly speaking, it's impossible. But with God, everything is possible." It says, humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. Everything is possible with God. You can close your Bibles now if you want to. Humanly speaking, it's impossible. But with who it is possible? Who? With who? Yes. Now, it's hard for us to picture. We're going to watch another video clip here in a minute. Guys, Xavier, I need you to pay attention. Do you hear me? Okay. We're going to watch another video clip here in a second. It's kind of a real life version of this, and it's really interesting, but I'll tell you about that in a second. But imagine this rich guy coming to Jesus saying, "How do I find eternal life? How do I not live forever?" That's what we think it is sometimes. But it's, "How do I live the best life possible that you planned? Like, how do I live a God kind of life?" And Jesus says, "What? Well, do all the right things. Obey your mom and dad. Don't cheat. Don't steal. Don't kill. Don't lie." And the guy's like, "I don't do that stuff. I'm good." Right? And Jesus says, "Ah, but you love money and your stuff more than you love me or God." Exactly. And so what was the rich guy's problem? He loved what more than what? He loved his money more than God. Exactly. Now, it's illustrated like this, guys. These are amazing little pieces of plastic. Because I can go to any store, or I can go to any website on the internet, wherever I am, and I could go buy stuff. I could go get a flat screen LED high def TV, the biggest one they have at Walmart, and I could bring it up to the front and I could go. And they'll go. And then I'll go. And they'll go, "Here you go, Mr. Mavis." And I'll be like, right? And they let me take it home, and all I have to do is give them this thing, right? And they're like, "Oh, cool." And they're like, "Yeah, you can take it home now. It's not stealing. You actually can take it now." I'm like, "Sweet. I mean, all I had to do was show you this thing? Oh, fun." And now I have an awesome high-def flat-screen TV that's the biggest one at Walmart, and it fills my entire house, and I'm really, really happy. Until when? Until I lost over $1 million? No, that's Isaiah. Until I have to pay for it. What do you mean I don't have to pay for it? I get to use this thing. I mean, right? It's cool that you swipe this stuff and people give you things. It's really cool, dude. There's money on this? Well, no, it's just a piece of plastic. There's no money on it. I don't see any money on it. Do you see any money? I see a picture of me. I have my picture on here. And I signed my name in here, and there's some cool numbers and a picture of a weird looking Roman guy. Yeah. And some other numbers. Yeah? The credit card company puts money on it? Okay, but yeah, really? There's money downloaded on here? Oh, wow, you guys are doing all these tech things. Yeah? Anybody else? Oh, it takes money out of my bank. You mean I have to pay for it with, like, real money? Oh, because, yeah, after I swipe this stuff, what do they send me a couple weeks later? A bill. And then they say, "Mr. Mavis, you need to pay X amount, whatever this high-def, awesomely cool, biggest TV at Walmart costs." And now all of a sudden I have to what? Pay for it, right. So credit cards aren't bad. They help us to buy things. But it is bad if we just go, shoop, 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 shoop. I got all this cool stuff, right? This represents what? Money, right? This tells people that I could buy stuff. And if I was to say, Jaden, can you come here for a second? Here you go, Jaden. Go have fun. Go. You can go buy stuff. You can go buy stuff, and I'll pay the bill. You can get whatever you want. Are you excited? Yes. So you can have. I'm kidding, but you can have that credit card. You can go buy whatever you want, and I'll pay the bill. No, I'm not being serious. But you can have that and do whatever you want with it. You guys are all drooling, right? You guys all wish that you were in Jaden's shoes, right? Why? Because it's lots and lots of... And if somebody else is going to pay the bill, that'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Yeah. It's like someone giving you like $10,000 and you're like... Do you guys like your stuff? Well, all right, I want you to think in your mind, without saying it out loud, I want you to think in your mind, what is your most favorite... possession, your most favorite thing that you wouldn't let anybody touch, even your most trusted friend, because you're like, "Mine, I'm protecting this." When I was your guys' age, yeah, go ahead, think of, you got it in your mind? When I was your guys' age, I had this really cool box. It had a key, and I had all my important things in there, and only I knew where the key was, and only I could get into this little box. And I put like really cool rubber bands and buttons that I had gotten, and like I had some cool coins that someone had given me that looked expensive but really weren't. So that was my favorite thing. And it would be like Jesus looking at me saying, "Hey, Jeremy, you need to get rid of that stuff." And I'm like, "Why?" Because you can't serve, what did Jesus say? You can't serve two masters. Either you will love the one or hate the other one. Here, I want you to watch this video clip, and it's kind of a really interesting video clip. I want you to watch Jesus' eyes, okay? He's going to, this real life guy, I mean, it's not real life, but it's an acted out version of this story. And I want you to watch the eyes of the Jesus character, okay? All right, here we go.
Please tell me, Master, what must I do to have eternal life?
Go and sell all you have and give it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me.
Sell everything. Everything I own. Everything my father slaved for.
Everything. You cannot serve two masters. God and money. You see, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
Is Jesus picking up? Is Jesus picking on rich people? Is he like, all rich people are bad? No. He did you see his eyes? Was he mad at the rich guy? No. Was he yelling at the rich guy? No. Was he like, better do this or else? Was it that kind of look? Like the... No. It was like, I've watched that clip. I found that this week. And I watched that clip like 10 or 15 times. And every time I watch it, I'm like, wow, Jesus is caring. I mean, his eyes are like telling the guy, his eyes are like, I love you. You're special to me. You're one of my kids. Like, and you care about money more than me. I really want you to do this. That's what he's telling, you know, with his eyes. But his eyes, did you notice? He didn't leave the guy's eyes. He was like just staring. He didn't go like this. Well, I think what you should do is, you know, maybe you should get rid of all your stuff. And then, you know, if that's okay with you, you can come follow. See how my eyes are going everywhere? Yeah. So Jesus looked right at him. And he goes, get rid of it all. That's hard, isn't it? To look at me in the eyes, isn't it? You're like, stop looking at me. It's freaking me out. Right? And so Jesus, his eyes were piercing because he's trying to look not just at the man's riches, but into his
heart.
Yeah, Jesus was looking at his heart, not just being like, you bad boy. You just need to get rid of all your stuff because that's not good for you, young man. He's like, no, what you need is yours. So now, imagine Jesus looking at you, okay, right in your eyes, guys, and he says, Sam, that favorite Nerf gun of yours, right? That's more special than me. So what is it in your life that's more special than God? All right? And you know what it is for moms and dads sometimes? Like for me? You know what sometimes is more special than God to me? My kids. Right? I mean, sometimes I look at my kids and I mean, I love my kids and I'll do anything for them. And sometimes I'll do things that maybe God was like, no, Jeremy, I want you to focus on me. I gave you kids as a gift, and you need to do the best job you can with them. But kids shouldn't replace. So what is it for you guys? Is it your friendships? Is it your stuff? Especially around Christmas time, right? We all watch the commercials on Saturday mornings, right? We see all the commercials on TV right now.
Mom, Dad, I want it. I will be forever grateful. Please, I want it. I will make my life so happy. I will love you forever.
And then let's say you get that thing, and you'll play with it for like 2 hours, and then you'll be like,
Mom, I want this new thing. It'll make me happy.
And you get that thing, and you play with it for how long? A couple hours set aside, and you see something else. So you're always looking for what? Something else to make you happy. Does stuff make you happy?
Yes.
Nope. Now, if I were in your shoes, I would be going, Jeremy, this is impossible. This is impossible. And that's what the disciples said. They go, God, who can be saved? I mean, no one can do this stuff. We all want stuff. And God says, if you're a human, if you try to do it on your own power, you'll fail. It's impossible. But with me, with God, what, Blake? All things are possible. So, this is what your prayer should be. All right, everybody listening? Your prayer should be, God, I want a lot of stuff. And I don't want you. But help me to want you and not other stuff. Jesus said this. He says, not my will, not what I want, God, but what you want. So let's bow our heads, close your eyes, and let's pray the prayer that I just said. Ready? Not what I want, God, but what you want. So say this with me. Ready? God, not what I want. No, wait, everybody, say this with me. Okay, so close your eyes. You're praying this to God. Ready? God, not what I want, but what you want. Will you help me? In Jesus' name, amen.